Chinese New Year by Lily. I hope you learn a lot about Chinese New Year. Thank you for listening to my story. Every New Year, my family wakes up, we go downstairs, and we eat mooncake. It is a savory and sweet treat. I always love the design on the mooncake because each one has a different design. It is a great treat on Chinese New Year, but I'd rather have real cake. Then I thought to myself, this is the best day. After that, we hang up red decorations. There are red ribbons that look like a million stripes. The ribbons are super soft. We put this up because legend has it, the Nami Monster rises on Chinese New Year. The Nami Monster would eat up all the people, mostly children. Just thinking about it made me shiver. Nowadays, we wear red and make loud noises on big drums. And in China, they use gongs to scare away the Nami Monster. Then we change into red clothes. The red scares away the Nami Monster. At lunch, we go to a Chinese food store. We eat radish cake, red bean bun, pork buns, and more. As we eat, I ask my mom, why was I born in the year of the snake, even though I run really fast like a dragon? Well, your legs are tiny, but you run like a slithering snake, and that's why you're so fast, says my mom. Then when we go home and I make Chinese paintings. Afterwards, we make cards for each other that say Gong Hei Fa Choi. It means Happy New Year. Later, we watch the dragon dance on the TV, and we spoil our cats and give them lots of treats. Lastly, on Chinese New Year, my parents give me money, mostly because kids get red envelopes. I get a lot of money, but kids only get the money. I never know what I should get with the money, but it's gone in less than a month. I save most of the money in my piggy bank. Chinese New Year is very special, especially the part where I spend time with family and friends. But next Chinese New Year, I want $50, not $30. I hope you liked my story.